Basic Bananas.
Hi, and welcome back to Basic Bananas Radio. This is Francisca, and I'm one of the co-founders of Basic Bananas. Now, in this episode, I want to talk to you about three things, and those three things are passion, purpose, and principles. And the reason why I chose these three topics is because this month at Basic Bananas, we're talking all about your purpose, your mission, your vision, your values in your business and the importance of them. So I've chosen purpose, passion, and principles because they are all important. Now, the first thing where I'll start is with passion. And, you know, there are obviously a lot of people that talk about that you have to follow your passion and find your passions. And, you know, I actually think we can turn this around a little bit. And what I believe is that rather than chasing our passions, how about we are passion? We are passionate because we can be passionate pretty much about anything if we choose to. And of course, there are many people out there, including myself, that are multi-passionate. So it's harder for some people to find one passion because you might have lots of passions. You might have a lot of things that you're passionate about that you love. Now, the other thing also is that sometimes when you work in a business or maybe you work in a job, you might not have the most fun. But if you actually try, rather than keep chasing something and keep chasing a passion, try to be passionate about what you've already got. Try to bring excitement and energy and creativity to your business by being passionate. Things sometimes can change. And sometimes you even realize that actually the work that you're doing right now is pretty meaningful. It is something that can get you excited. So there are two ways to obviously see the topic of passion. One is that you go and find your passion, you follow your passion. And if you have already found your passion, then that's very lucky. Not everyone finds their passions. They're just like a lot of things. If you have found your passion, you go after it. And sometimes you make sacrifices to get up, to follow your passion. I mean, the other day I was talking to one of my friends who is an artist, and his passion is art. It's his thing. He loves it. That's all he wants to do. It doesn't pay his bills. So what he does on the side is he sacrifices some of his time, passion time for art, and he does some building jobs on the side to pay for his bills. So he has found his passion. But then there are other people. I remember just this week I was in Greece and I was eating at a restaurant and out for dinner with some friends, and there was this waiter and he was so passionate about his job. He said he's been doing this for 27 years and he said he just loves it. He's passionate about being a waiter. He tries everything he can to make his job exciting, to be the best version of himself as a waiter that he can be. And you could tell how much fun he had and how much energy he brought to the job. So when you bring passion to something, you also bring energy and you also bring creativity. So sometimes the call to action that I have for you when it comes to passion is to maybe see if you can see passion from different sides. The one where you find your passion and you follow it, but also the other side where you actually bring passion to what you've already got, even though you may think that you're not that passionate about that one thing that you're doing. And maybe the challenge could even be for the next 30 days, you just bring passion to everything that you do. You can even bring passion to your hobbies, to your relationships, to your home, to anything that you're doing. Bring passion to it and see what happens. If you're in a business that you're not passionate about anymore, see if you can reinvigorate yourself by bringing passion, by having more joy. And suddenly your business might even transform because of the energy you bring into it. Now, the second P that I want to talk about, that sounds weird. The second thing today is the purpose. And again, you know, people are in search of purpose all their lives. And sometimes it can almost ruin the fun of living because there's a constant absorption of wanting to find a purpose. And again, not everyone knows what the purpose is. And I definitely don't think that the purpose of life is to find the purpose. But some people know exactly what they're meant to be doing, and some people maybe not. For me personally, I always believe that my purpose is to make an impact. My personal purpose in life is to make a difference, to make an impact, to make people smile. And that's my purpose. I'm passionate about that. But again, for someone else, it might be something else, or it might be they don't know. And it doesn't matter if you don't know, because if you just do stuff that you enjoy and you keep improving on what you're doing and you bring passion to what you're doing, purpose will come. You can bring purpose to anything, just like you can bring passion to anything. You can bring purpose to anything that you're doing. When it comes to your business purpose, though, I do want to quickly talk about that too. We obviously have something that is called your vision. So you have your personal vision for your personal life. You also have your business vision. So what do you want to achieve in your business? But in terms of your business vision, what I prefer to do is I actually like to take your business vision, your business mission, so how you're going to get to your vision. So your vision is your big goal. What are you out to achieve? Your mission is how you do that. So how are you getting to your vision? And then your values, which we talk next, are your guiding principles. Now, my preferred way to putting this in a business is to actually just craft a purpose statement. So to take the three, blend them together, and craft a really attractive, motivating, engaging purpose statement for your business. And I will record a separate episode just on that so I can give you examples and I can show you how you could be doing that. But that's a really good way to do it. The thing for in terms of marketing with your purpose statement is that, of course, you have to believe in it. You have to fully stand behind it. You have to believe it, but also it needs to be attractive. It needs to be sexy for your target audience. If your target audience is not into it, then it's a lot harder to bring across what your business does and get them excited about wanting to work with you. So I'll do a whole episode on forming and writing and crafting your own purpose statement. There are a few frameworks that you can be using. Now, the last one is principles. So principles, I mentioned before, are really your values. In terms of your personal life, I have a saying where I say that be guided by your principles. So know your principles, but break rules. And when I say break rules, be a little bit whoever you want to be. When I say break rules, it's not doing anything that is going to hurt anyone, but dare to be different, dare to be yourself, dare to be who you want to be. Break the rules, but be guided by your principles. And if you're guided by your principles, generally you won't hurt anyone, because your principles are your values. Your values are the things that are important in your life and in your business. There's a difference between personal principles and business principles or values. Your personal principles are the things that guide you. The things in STEM in business that you don't compromise on. So one of your business values might be integrity, also could be a personal value. Integrity, you never compromise on integrity. If someone comes along, a client that wants to work with you, you know that they don't have integrity, you don't work with them, because integrity is one of your values. Another value might be knowledge, that you believe in knowledge or growth, personal and professional growth. So you don't compromise on that. You keep developing, you keep learning, you keep reinventing. And that could be one of your principles. So I want to make sure that you know your principles, both in personal life and also in your business, and make sure that you don't compromise on those things. Break the rules, but be guided by your principles. In your business, also make sure that your values, your principles are known to your team, to your clients, prospects, customers, because that's what people, when they see that, hopefully that's something that they know that's what's going to happen when you work with them. Another example, again, I was in a different restaurant about probably 2 or so weeks ago, and the reason why we chose it, my friends chose it, because they sent me a picture of the menu and they said, hey, we got to go to this restaurant. And on the front page in their menu, it said something like, this is our philosophy. And it had their guiding principles. And the principles were along the lines of, we only believe in fresh food, everything is organic, we only use animals that have had a happy life, blah, blah, blah. So it had really nice values, really nice principles. So that's why my friends chose to go there and we joined them and we had dinner. Unfortunately, this place, this restaurant was really not living their principles at all. There was nothing pretty much that was in their menu that the statement that they have, their philosophy, was not reflected at all in how people were working. The waiters were arguing with each other. The one waiter was just a little bit of a grumpy cat, and the food was really not that amazing. So it was just one of these examples where they obviously understood the importance of marketing and having principles and sharing them, even on the front page of their menu. It made us go there. But then they didn't live by their principles. They just ignored basically what they said they would stand for, which of course is very bad for business, and we would never go back there. So that's the other thing, is with your principles, make sure you write the things down, you choose the things that you can stand by, that you know that you won't compromise on, that you know that you can fulfill. Because otherwise people will obviously not really like you if they realize that you're just full of hot air. So those are the three things that I wanted to discuss today. I will do an episode, as I promised, on the purpose statement and the values to give you more examples. But what I'd like you to do now as a little call to action is try the challenge of being more passionate, bringing passion to everything you do. And then also let us know how you go with this exercise, because it would be really interesting to see how the energy changes and even the fun levels change in you and your business and even for your team members. You can even invite your whole team to join you on the passion challenge. And I'd love to hear how you're going with that challenge.
Basic bananas.